The second parak of Pirkei Avos, the second Mishnah, teaches us Shimon HaTzadik Hoy Mishyore Knesset Gdoyla. Shimon HaTzadik was from the remainder, from the last of the Knesset Gdoyla. And Hu Haya Omer, and he would say Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, the three things on which the world stands: Al HaTorah V'al HaAvodah V'al Gemilas Chasadim. And Rav Shlomo Kluger explains the why specifically does Shimon HaTzadik follow this order. So he says the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Beis teaches us Talmud Gadol Shemevel De Maisa. The first thing one needs to do is learn, because by learning he knows what to do afterwards. So therefore, first comes Torah. Torah brings a person to Yirah Shemayim, and Yirah Shemayim brings a person to Chesed, as the pasuk says, "V'Chesed Hashem al Yireyov." And therefore, this order that's mentioned, Torah v'Avoda, Gemilas Chesedim, is specific this order. He also points out that we find in this perek three different mishnayos that speak about three things that are critical. We have the mishnah that we just learned, Al HaTorah V'al HaAvodah V'al Gemilas Chasadim. We have the previous mishnah that says, Heim Omru Shloisha Dvarim, have a Mesunim Bedin, Vemidu Talmidim Harbei, Vesus Yog L'Toyra. And then we have another Mishmah, Aldin Val Mishpat Val Shalom, Valdin Val Emes Val Shalom. So how do we reconcile these three different Mishnais? Moreover, our Mishnah says, Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed. If we look at that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayom. So he says that when you build a house, or Shlomo Kluger explains this, when you build a home, there are two parts to the building the home. One is the piece of property on which the house is built, and then there's the actual structure of the home. So he says, the world stands, the basic karka, the basic foundation of the world is Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. What keeps the world going is Din Emes V'Shalom. Furthermore, he says, so now we've reconciled this Mishnah and the Mishnah at the end of our perek, this Mishnah that says Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed Al Torah Val Avoid Val Gemilas Chasadim is the foundation on which the world stands, and the structure is Din Emes V'Shalom. He says, and what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, as we said a moment ago, the three things. Have a Mesunim Adin. The Mishnah that said, have a Mesunim Adin, V'midu Talmidim Harbei, V'sus Yog L'Toyra, also represent the three things that are mentioned in our Mishnah. He says, have a Mesunim Adin corresponds to Avoida, as we find that the Dayanim, the Lishkas Hagazus, where the Dayanim, the Sanhedrin, sat, was next to the Mizbeach. Because living and leading a life of Din is equal to Kabbonis. Hamidah Talmidim Harbei refers to Torah. Vesu Siyog LaTorah, he says, represents Gmilas Chasadim, because somebody who makes siyog l'toyra, somebody who does things chazal, who made different rules to protect the Torah, are doing chesed. They're not doing necessarily chesed with another person. They're doing chesed with the Torah. But one has to do chesed with the Torah just like he has to do chesed with other people. The Mefarshim ask that when understanding this Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Al Torah v'al avoid v'al gemilas chesedim, aren't avoida and gemilas chesedim, asked the Mefarshim, part of Torah? So when the Mishnah says Torah, aren't avoida and gemilas chesedim included? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that when our Mishnah speaks about Torah, it means about learning Torah. What the Mishnah is coming to teach us is Torah means learning Torah, and as we explained a moment ago, because unless you learn Torah, then you won't know how to do Avoida, and you won't know how to do Gemilas Chasadim. Avoida. So the Rabbeinu Yoina already asked the question that now that we unfortunately don't have a Beis Hamikdash, and here our Mishnah is teaching us that the world stands ala Torah v'al avodah v'al gemilas chesedim, how will the world stand if we don't have kabbonis? So Rabbeinu Yoin explains that after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and we no longer have avodah, tefillah takes the place of avodah. As the Gemara in Masechet Tainis that Beis Amin Aleph teaches us, the pasuk says, "Ula avdoi b'chol avavchem v'chol nafshechem, eiza avoyde shebelev, hava oime zet tefillah." And in fact, the Medrash says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Perek Nun Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin, Hashem svasai tiftach. After David HaMelech did the Aveira with Beis Sheva, which technically could be considered an Aveira that was done b'mezid, David HaMelech says that on a mezid, there is no carbon. So even in a time where kabbonis are passable, how does one have a kapara if he does an Aveira b'mezid where kabbonis don't work on Aveira b'mezid? So that's why David HaMelech says, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. There's something that always works, that's even more powerful than Kabbonis. What is that? Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. When a Jew davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Agmilas Chesodim, the Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Yotes, explains that a person, Sheya Odom, L'Olam, Meitav, L'Briyos, V'Lemiri Elohem. A person should always go out of his way to be nice to other people and not the other way. Whether beguf, with what he could do for him, b'mamen b'nefesh. And he explains, beguf she mishtad lazo kol odem b'mash yuchal. He should try to help everybody as much as he can. V'yeko masom maleim, to make their burden lighter. V'umash shaninu v'noisa b'oilam chaveroi. If somebody else is getting harmed, and he can prevent that from happening, he should try to do so. He should try to help somebody with his money as much as he can. And again, to try to help the person avoid any loss. Kol shekein, who she come in and zok and shiach love and machmasai. A person himself certainly should go out of the way to make sure that he should not be the cause of any damage to anyone else. Bein li yochid, bein li rabim, whether it's to an individual or to a group. Vefilu shat me'ayad ein azik and matzui. Even if right now there is no present danger, kiven shiach love day kach. Yasim v'yavirim. Even if there's just a potential for danger, he should do whatever he can to prevent it. V'omer Chazal, and says the Mesilas Yesharim, that's what Chazal teach us. Yehi mamin chavercho chovav Allah kishulcho. B'nefesh, what does it mean that you should be good to someone else b'nefesh? Shishtadu lasis l'chaveroi, and you should try to do for someone else. Kol karis rach sheyesh biyadai, whatever you can do. Bein binyanei kavod, whether it means honoring someone else. Bein b'kol sharon yonim. Kol mash yudeya, anything that you know. Shemiyasa l'chaveroi, hu mekabel nachas ruach mimenu. If you doing this for someone else, he'll feel good. Mitzvah chasidus ulasoisoi, it's the right thing to do. Koshkin, and certainly shlo yitzarenu b'shum minei tzar klal, not to hurt anyone in any way. Yeh be'ez oifin shiyah. The klal kol zeh, all of this that just was described, says the Mesilas Yesharim, hu gemilas chasodim, asha hefligu chazal b'shivcha. Chazal praised a person who is a goyim l'chesed, u'b'chavon seinu ba, and we are obligated to be goyim l'chasodim. U'b'chal zeh, furthermore, is included Redifas Hasholim. Try to make sure that this peace, Shuatova Klaus Bekan Adam al Chaveri, to make sure that there's a world of peace. And in fact, I saw from the Kotzker that when we speak about the building of Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, when Eliezer meets Rivka, V'yikach ish nezem zov beka mishkoiloi v'shnei tzmidim al yodeo asor zov mishkolom. And Rashi quotes the Medrash that says beka remez l'shikla Yisrael. Beka l'al gagoilos v'shnei tzmidim remez l'shnei luchos mitzumados. Asor zov mishkolom remez l'asor sadibish shebehen Shikla Yisrael, Bekel of Goylus, Luknam Kabarat Tzibar. So he says, the jewelry that Eliezer gave Rivka were meramis to the Karbonos and meramis to the Luchas. And of course, the actual situation that happened there, where Rivka offered water to drink to Eliezer, was a situation of Gemilas Chesed. So at this very important whole moment, where the home of Yitzchak and Rivka were going to be built, what did Eliezer want to teach? And what did Eliezer want to show? What Eliezer wanted to show was that we need to have Taira Vavoida and Gemilas Chasodim. And the Shem Mishmul says, if you think about it, that's what happened by Har Sinai as well, by the moment of Kabbalah Satira. The Gemara says, they stood by Har Sinai, Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad. There was Shalom, there was Gemilas Chasodim. There was certainly Kabbalah, they were doing it a Gvaldiga Avoida at that time. And of course, it was Matan Torah. Every important event that happened in the history of Klal Yisrael, every important event that happened in the history of Klal Yisrael had in it these elements of Torah v'avoida u'gmilas chasodim. And I saw from the Sefer, from the Tver Shloima, he says there's a very famous Gemara in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Laman Aleph, Amud Aleph, where the Ma'is of Menachri Echad Shabalaf Nei Shammai, there was this Akum that came to Shammai and said, Gerayni Am Nashal Tamalayni Taru Kula Regal Achas. Make me a ger that you should teach me the Torah on Regal Achas. Dafka b'amas habinyan shibiyodoi. Bolof nehillel. So he came to Hillel. Amalach ma'adisonaloch chavra l'chavra. What you don't want done to you, l'chavra l'chavra, don't do to someone else. Zekal Atara Vidach Purusha Zil Gemara. All the Mefarshim try to understand what happened over here. What was his request? Why did Shammai not accept his request? What did Hillel mean with what he said? So the Tiferes Shlomo says that the three, we know we have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram represents Gemilas Chasodim. Yitzchak was a carbon himself. Yitzchak represents Avodah. Yitzchak represents Kabonis. Akedas Yitzchak. Yaakov represents Torah. As the Pasuk says, Yaakov ish tam yoshev ahalim. This ger said, I don't have Torah. I grew up not as a Jew. I don't have Avodah. Because a ger is possible to do the Avodah. So, is it possible, he was saying, for me ever to become a full-fledged Jew? Answered to him, Hillel, you still have the ability to do Gemilas Chasodim. Gereini Amnas Oreg Lachod. Our Mishnah speaks about three regolim. Torah v'avoida Gemilas Chasodim. But the ger says, I only have one regal. I only have the potential of being able to do Gemilas Chasodim. I can't do anything else. Tells him, Hillel, that if you'll do this one regal, if you'll do Gemilas Chasodim, you can come from doing Gemilas Chasodim to everything else. Because you can connect yourself with Gemilas Chasodim to all of Klal Yisrael. And if you connect yourself to all of Klal Yisrael, so even if you don't have the Madrega of Torah V'Avodah, but you have the Avodah of Klal Yisrael that has all three of these regalim. And that's why he explains that the minig by Chassidim is before they do a mitzvah, they say, Hinei nimuchrem zumen kai mitzvah asei b'shem kol Yisrael. What are we saying? What we're saying is maybe we can't fulfill the mitzvah as we're supposed to. But if we connect ourselves b'shem kol Yisrael, that will have the ability that we should that our mitzvah should also be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chasam Sofer takes this one step further. He says, every day, three times a day, when we say Shemon Esrei, we say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secho, V'Kaveinu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secho. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to connect us to Torah. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to connect us to Avodah. But what about Gemilas Chasodim? Don't we learn in this Mishnah that al gimel dvar ma'olam oimed al ha'tayra v'al avoid v'al gemilas chasodim? So why is gemilas chasodim excluded? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says if you think about gemilas chasodim really means that you have an individual who needs something, he's missing something, and you have the ability to help him. That is the definition of Gemilas Chasodim. He's unable to work. He's unable to go. He's unable to have for himself. And we're supposed to help him. But what happens, says the Chasam Sofer, when you have an individual who is able to work? You're not obligated to support him. Let him go work. But what's the halacha? Who is such an individual? Says the Chasam Sofer, such as an individual is a person who's learning in yeshiva. A yeshiva bacher or a kollel younger man, they could go to work. They don't have to be supported by the community. But we say in Shemon Esrei that Klal Yisrael Baruch Hashem is able to come to a madrega that not only do they do Gemilas Chasodim with people who are absolutely in dire need, we do Gemilas Chasodim just to help people be able to learn and be able to be Oved Hashem. That's what we say. You know, when we make that proclamation in Shemoneh Esrei, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha V'Kaveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, the biggest gemilas chesed that we could do is for a person who really doesn't need us to do the chesed. But we do it because we appreciate Torah. And we do it because we appreciate Avodah. That's the tefillah we daven Takodesh Baruch Hu every day. And along that line, the Mefarshim say, the Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai in Meis Bereishis. Im Yisrael Mekabim is a Torah Mutav. If Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah, fine. Memlav Echsa Oilam L'Soy V'Vayu. If not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will destroy the world. So, ask the Mefarshim, I saw the Sefer Beis Genozai ask the question. So if so, the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't single out any one specific mitzvah. Tanai Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael have to accept the entire Torah. So why does our Mishnah single out these three Torah v'avoyda gemilas chesodim? The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, he explains, says Lo'olam yasek adam shloi l'shma, shematoich shloi l'shma bo l'shma. So the Rambam's opinion is that one should even fulfill a mitzvah shloi l'shma, shematoich shloi l'shma bo l'shma, is only regarding learning Torah. Why? Because as the Gemara says, Tchilas dina shlodom hu al Talmud, the first question that a person is asked when he will come to the Olam HaEmes is that he learned Torah. And therefore, since Torah is so critical, that's why one should even learn Torah shloi l'shma, shematar shloi l'shma, ba l'shma. So ask the Beis Genozai a question. Where do we learn this concept of Shematoich Shaloi L'Shma Baal L'Shma? From the fact that we find that Balak was Zoicha, that Rus should be his descendant, and Rus and Balak bought 42 Kabbalahs. So we see that the entire concept of Shematoich Shaloi L'Shma Baal L'Shma is not taught by Torah. It's taught by Kabbalahs. So how does the Rambam single out that only by Torah do we say Shematoich Shaloi L'Shma Baal L'Shma? So he explains. The Medrash says in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, in Bechukosai Telechu, Shetiu Amelim B'Torah. Why is Amelus B'Torah singled out in Bechukosai Telechu different than, because the Pasuk says in Bechukosai Telechu Ves Mitzmaisai Teshmairu. So Ves Mitzmaisai Teshmairu refers to all the mitzvahs. Bechukosai Telechu singles out learning Amelus B'Torah, learning Torah. Why is learning Torah singled out? So he explains, because by all the other mitzvahs, you're only fulfilling a mitzvah if when you're doing the mitzvah, your intent is to fulfill a mitzvah. When it comes to learning Torah, and that's what this Mishnah teaches us, is an act of Kiyum Olam. Learning Torah sustains the world, no matter if you learn the Lishma or Shloi Lishma. Furthermore, he says, that's the same by Kabbalahs. Because what's Pshat, he says, in bringing a carbon? When one brings a carbon, he's bringing a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
When somebody gives a gift to someone else, particularly when somebody gives a gift to a king, the king receiving a gift, that is already something very significant. No matter what was going through the mind of the donor of the gift. And it brings a very nice raya to this concept that's pshat in kabbonis from a vort from Rav Chaim Brisker. He says that, let's say, he speaks about two different scenarios. One scenario is when you have a katan and his father brought on his behalf a korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. And then this katan became a bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He doesn't have to bring a korban on Pesach Sheni. Even though the halacha is that if someone was Rachman Tzlan a shaita on Pesach Rishon, and a korban Pesach was brought on his behalf, and now when Pesach Sheni comes, he's Baruch Hashem, not a shaita anymore, he has to bring a korban Pesach. Because the korban is the fact that there is a korban. The fact that this cotton participated in a korban, and he has the potential of becoming a gadol, unlike a shaita, that is already considered a korban was brought. Even if the person who brought the korban at that time was a katan. Because it's not the giver that counts. It's the one that receives that counts. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that this person participated in a korban. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. And of course, tzedakah is a perfect example where the kavanah is not important. Because what is the point of Gemilas Chasadim? The point of Gemilas Chasadim is that this person who's in need of a favor, in need of something, you did it for him. And that's what this Tana is teaching us. Ashloisha Dvar Ma'olam Aymed. These three mitzvahs are unique. These three mitzvahs are unique that even if they're done without kavanah, even if they're done shaloi l'shmo, since they are the foundation of the world, and the world can't exist without them, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for is that they should exist in the world. And therefore, no matter what the kavanah was, and no matter if it was l'shmo, shaloi l'shmo, the world needs Torah, Avodah, v'Gemilas Chasadim.